Yishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago, really closing up on the four-year anniversary, just a few days away, as a response to the COVID pandemic, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, with the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 24th day of the month of Adar Rishon. Please continue to daven for a six-year-old girl here in Boca, very much still in need of our collective tefillos, of our prayers. Please keep in mind Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, as well as all cholim, all of those in need of our tefillos, of our prayers, in your personal tefillos, as well as when we recite the Tehillim on the call today. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather on the call under the most difficult of circumstances for the Jewish people. There is nothing that gives expression our broken hearts and our prayers, our tefillos for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. We gather today for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk, to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel, and for all of those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Shaket of Hadar High School for Girls in Boca Raton, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Shaket slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Will be followed by Achenu, Mishaberach for Tzahal, Mishaberach for the Shvuim, for those who are still tragically held captive. Please have in mind all those in Israel, as well as in Russia. And Rabbi Shaket will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim and pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavot, with great honor, Rabbi Shaket.
Thank you so much, Naftali, and to the OU for giving me this opportunity to share words of Torah and Chizuk each and every time that I have the opportunity to do so. I want to share with you a brief thought from this coming week's parsha, a powerful insight that I think not only helps to inform what otherwise is a difficult anecdote that the Torah mentions subtly, but also provides us with, I think, a powerful chizuk message as we continue to progress during this Torah, during these difficult times. We're all familiar with the pasuk in this week's parsha in which the Torah describes how the Nesi'im made their contribution of the Avnei Shoham and the Avnei Miluim, these precious gems for the Ephod, for the Choshen, for the big day, Kohen Gadol. And Rashi takes note that the word Nesi'im, when it describes the leaders of each one of the respective Shvatim, the word Nesi'im is chaser. The word Nesi'im is missing the yud. It's missing those yud. Typically, the word is spelled nun, sin, yud, aleph, yud, mem, sofi. And yet here, none of the yuds are mentioned. And the question is why? And Rashi resolves this inquiry by explaining to us that the Nesi'im had a certain approach when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, v'yikhuli truma, everybody should come and make contributions to the construction of the Mishkan. The Nesi'im decided that everybody should go first. Let's watch and see everybody first make their contributions. And the Nesi'im were willing to take a step back, and whatever was going to be missing, they would fill in the gap. And as a result of that more apathetic, that more lackadaisical approach, by allowing everybody else to initiate, by allowing everybody else to demonstrate that enthusiasm and that passion to want to contribute to the Mishkan, that ultimately was an indictment to them, because after all was said and done, all that was left was the Avnei Shoham and the Avnei Miluim. And because they delayed and because they were hesitant, in the end, they didn't have much to contribute. And because they didn't have much to contribute, the Torah removes the Yud, removes those letters in their title to demonstrate that that approach was flawed, that that approach was misguided, that instead they should have been the first ones to contribute instead of being the last. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Druk, in his very well-known sefer, Eish Tamid, asks what seems to be a fairly obvious question, and he wonders, why is it that the Nesi'im are being criticized? If you think about it for a moment, anyone that's involved in fundraising wants nothing more than to have people who are going to be what's called their backers. Whether you do cause match, you do charity, any of these campaigns, you want to know that there are people out there that are willing to match what it is that you're going to try to fundraise from everyone else. So here you have the Nesi'im who are saying, let's see how much other people are willing to contribute, and whatever doesn't come in, whatever doesn't come through, we're going to take upon ourselves to make that contribution. What exactly was wrong with this approach? And in fact, Klal Yisrael took the bull by the horns, made those necessary contributions. And so in the end, they didn't have much to contribute, but they were willing to match. They were willing to be the backers of this capital campaign of constructing the Mishkan. What exactly did they do that was wrong and that warranted being publicly criticized by omitting and by missing those two yuds in the word Nesi'im? And Rav Druk highlights such an incredible insight. And it's one that as human beings we struggle with, certainly when we're trying to navigate difficult and challenging situations on an individual level or as a community as we are navigating and confronting till this very day. And he explains that the flaw, that the chisaron, that the misunderstanding approach that the Nesi'im had was, is that as a Jew, we don't make cheshbonos. We don't start to think about the considerations. We don't start to calculate. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us to do something, even if we could come up with some strategy that would make a lot of sense and may even help the Jewish people even more, but if ultimately that's not fulfilling what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, we are misguided. The Nesi'im may have had a very reasonable consideration. Let everybody else invest. Let everybody else contribute. Let everybody else play that philanthropic role. And we'll see how it materializes and we'll fill in the gap. But that's not what Hashem said. What Hashem said was, V'yikhu li truma. Each individual person and the leaders of Klal Yisrael are responsible to give what they can, to dig deep into their pockets and make those necessary contributions. You want to come up with some logical considerations. You want to come up with an alternative approach. But that's not in line with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was instructing the Jewish people to do. And as a result, because they made those cheshbonos, they made their own personal calculations that may even be logical, if it didn't fall in line with the instruction of Vayichu Li Truma, they ended up losing out on making a significant and important contribution to the Mishkan. And as a result, the Torah goes out of its way to highlight that unfortunate fallacy, that unfortunate mistake. In fact, we know the Gemara tells us, Mitzvah habal yadcha, al tach mitzana. When a mitzvah comes to your hands, don't go through all the cheshbonos and say, well, maybe I can do it later, or if I'm not going to have enough. If the Torah says that you should do a mitzvah bal yadcha, when it comes to your hands, you should do that mitzvah immediately and not wait and risk the possibility of losing out on that mitzvah. We're going through very tough times, and there are a lot of questions that each one of us grapple with on an individual level and on a national level. But at the end of the day, it's incumbent upon each one of us to be mechazik ourselves in our emunah and bitachon, to understand there is a CEO, there is a mesad there, there is somebody out there who is in control, who doesn't see just those limited pictures, but sees the panoramic view, understands what one leads to the next, and ultimately is the one that's going to continue to protect us and going to continue to lead us in the right direction. We can't make cheshbonos, we can't try to figure out and explain certain things that may lead us to the wrong conclusions. Instead, we have to work and continue to work harder and harder in our avodas Hashem, in our liman haTorah, in our learning, in our tefillah, in our davening, in our gemilas chasadim, in supporting Eretz Yisrael and those around the world, not because necessarily we have our own considerations, but because at the end of the day, that is the secret sauce. That is the formula that is necessary to ultimately bring the geula shlema and the bias goel tzedek. And with that, I will begin to recite all of the five prakim of Tehillim that Naftali mentioned. We will begin with Perek Chaf. Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai Biyom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishvach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Konlin Chosecha Yolascha Yidash Nesela Yitein Lechachil Vavecha V'cholatavcha Yimalei Nirana Nabishu Asecha U'Veshem Eloheinu Nidgol Yemalei Adonai called Lishalo Secha. Hayadati ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Ya'aneu Mishmei Kadsho, Bigvurot Yesha Yimino. Elev Arechev, Asusim, Vanachnu Mishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Em Makaro V'nofal V'anachnu Kamnu V'nitzodad, Adonai Hoshia Melech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. We'll now turn to Perek Chav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzar, Binoseshe Yarbiteini, Al Meimenucho Timahaleini. Nafshi Yishove Vyancheini, Bemagle Tzedek Lema'an Shemo. Gam Kielech Begate Talmavet, Lo Ira Ra, Kiata Imadi. Shiftachu Mishantecha Hema Yenachamuni. Taruch Lefonai Shulchan, Neged Sori Roi, Vishanta Veshem Nurshi Kosi Revaya. Achtov vachesid yirdufuni koyimei chayai, vishafti bivit adunai liorech yamin. We'll now turn to Kuf Chaf Aleph Perek 1:21. Shelamalos esar noi el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adunai osei shamayim v'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adunai shomrecha, adunai stil chal yad yiminecha. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka v'yoreach balayla. Adonai yishmacha mikoro yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teizcha v'oecha me'ata v'ad olam. We'll now turn to chapter 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shia malos, mimam akim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, yen az nefek hashuvos v'kot hachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai mi yamod. Ki, im chasalicha l'man tivarei. Yivisa Adonai kivson nafshi v'lidvaro hochalpi. Nafshi v'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai achesed v'arbei mofidus, v'hu yiftes Yisrael mikol avonosav. And finally we'll turn to Perek Kuf Membej, chapter 142. Mizmor l'David v'yosav v'me'aros t'vila. Holi el Adonai ezrak, holi el Adonai eschanon. Eshpok l'fanav sichi, tarati l'fanav agid. V'yisatef alei ruchi, v'yata yadata nisivati, yorachzu alech hamnu fachli. Habet yaminu re'ei, v'eini makir, avad menos mimeni, ein doresh menafshi. Za'aki elech Adonai, amarte atam achsi, chelki be'eret hachayim. Akshiva urinati ki da'losim od, hatzileni merotfai ki amtsu mimeni. Hotiyam imakir nafshi la'odoses shemecha, v'yachtiru tzadikim ki tigmol alai. Achenu kol beit Yisrael, anesunum batar uvashivya, עומדים בין ביום ובין ביבשה, המוכים מרחם עליהם ויוציאים מצער לרווחה מאפלה ליאורה ומשיב לגאולה, חשתה בעגלו וזמן קריב ונאמר, אמן. We'll now recite the משבח של החיילים. משבח עברתנו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, ויוברך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל, העומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול על לבו הערבה ביבשה, באוויר וביום. Yitein Adonai Yisraveinu hakamim aleinu nigafim lefnehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayelinu mikol tzara v'tzuka, mikol nezga v'machala, mishpach bracha v'atzacha v'chom ha'seidehem. Yadber shoneinu tachtehem, v'yashrem v'chetra Yeshua, v'ateres nitzachon. Yukuam v'kuyam bohem ha'katsuv, ki Adonai Eloheichem ha'olech imachem, l'hilachem lachem imoyveichem, l'oshi aschem, v'nomar, amen. We'll now recite the Meshabeach for the hostages. Meshabeach avoseinu Avram Uskam Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yivark, Yishmer, Yinsur, Sachino, Beitita, Shkuyim, Ba'avor, Sha'anu, Mispablim, Ba'avuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malirachim, Malayim, Mishmerim, Mikol Tzar, V'tzuka, Mikol Nego, Machala, Yishlach, Baruch Hu, V'atzacha, B'chom, HaSedehem, Yotzi'im, Yichoshech, V'talmavis, V'yishivim, Meher, L'chik, Mishpoteyem, V'nomar, Amen. And finally, recite the Mishabech, Pacholim, where I will pause. Mishabech, Avosein, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'yakod, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, ויברך רב את החולים ואת החולות. בעבור שכל הקהל המספללים בעבורם, בצרדתי הקדוש ברוך הוא, ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפותם, להחזיקם ולהחייסם, נשלח להן נהיר ופושת מן המשמיים, כל עבריהם וכל גידיהם, סוף שרח עולי ישראל, ופוס הנפש ורפוא הסגוף, השתו בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shaka. We look forward to having you back on the program, Emir Tashem, please God, in the near future. We're up here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.